Bologna, March 27, 1974, in her apartment in North Hollywood.
What I want them, sometimes when they're working, they can go, oh, my father, every Sunday, my father, that was prolonged in the society, you know. At that time, then there was no cemetery.
In the town?
There was a buried in the church, inside in the church.
In the basement?
Yeah, you see, yeah. I see every my father, especially my father, every Sunday there was a go and pray for the father, mother, the parents. See, that time there was very, anybody, there was a guy at that time. But not my time, you know, my father, see. Yeah.
So when you were a girl then, did you go with him every Sunday?
After my time, I remember the cemetery. Mm-hmm. My father, there was a remember, you know, there was all the time in the church. Mm-hmm. There was a come pray over there. So.
But you didn't go every day?
No, every day.
And how about when you came to Chicago? Did you go to church very often when you came to Chicago then?
Well, when I come in Chicago, well, he was a go once in a while. He was a go. And we have a faith, you know. We have the faith. We think of the idol, there was a talk to hers. You know, it was a sandwich, you know. See. Mm-hmm.
Your life was
empty? Yeah. We was laying down and we was thinking of their top cars. But we was, yeah, I got a long story on it.
Now, Carmela, your mother died when you were very young.
Yeah, 14.
Mm-hmm. How did you learn about the facts of life then, since you didn't have a mother anywhere?
We learn. I have my sister. Over there, native is like an American. You know, native is like here. Everybody from South here. Over there, we have everybody just like a neighborhood. We will respect each other. We never call you. We will call auntie, Mrs., you know, senora. Donna, you know, we never call it. And see, they respect our orphan, see?
I see. Well, how did you learn about things like what it meant to menstruate and become a woman? How did you learn those things since you didn't have a mother then?
We must learn ourselves. We see the tell us. We do, that's all.
I mean, did you know how babies were made and everything? Who did you learn that from?
For the ever baby and the mother? Uh-huh. No, we don't know that time.
You didn't know that?
Oh, no, honey.
You didn't know before you were married?
No, sorry, you don't believe, honey. You don't believe. See, over there, they have a nice conversation, you see. You know, they were there. When we talking, when they talking to people, they never talk dirty. Just like now, some, you know, talk dirty. They talk everything that they do. That's a terrible. They tell me the front of the children. No, over there, no. I tell you, I never see my father. We was asleep pretty on one bed or, you know, on one room. We never see. Because they have they don't want to show the children. I tell you the truth. I marry. I don't know why I marry for. We don't know why. We must take up for the men. The men that do this, no. You don't believe. A lot of people that don't believe. And see, we married that time, I say, oh, especially when you don't got no mama, no father. You're like, Mary Faye have a home.
Well, was it, but you had a home with your brothers.
Yeah, well, I was a step for my brother, yeah. Well, I have my sister-in-law.
But it was better to have your own home.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, oh, yeah. I got lots of trouble. What are you going to do?
Well, before you married, then, did you ever see other boys or other men before you married? Did you go out on dates at all?
No, honey. I can't. My brother can't let him go out. Let him, even, no. I never go on the show. You know, I went to the show about 3-4 times. I went to the show.
Before you were married?
Married. One time one brother, another one my brother, another one my brother. I never gone out to play. No.
Wait, so were you able to go out with other girls to places, or they wouldn't
let you? Oh, I have a friend. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a friend when I come to other country. I go and visit them.
But they let you go alone, or did they chaperone?
Well, oh my goodness. Oh, you want to know that much? Well, I was a friend of mine. We was in Italy all together. We go and see her.
But how about you go to the union meeting? Because there were a lot of men at those. Did your brothers let you go to those?
Yeah, we was going for the girl, you know, for the neighborhood, you see. The other girl. We was work all together.
So the main thing was that as a girl, you couldn't go any place alone or with men, but you can go with other girls.
Oh, yes. No. I never go out for the men. Never. I never go for the show. Nothing. No. My brother's so jealous. They don't want nothing happen, you know. That we don't know. Well, you know, bad people there was that time, bad people now. Depend, see.
Well, how about your husband then? Did you ever see him before you got married? Did you go out with him at all?
Oh, no. I said, big story, I tell you. My husband, he was the widow. He had the 2 children. They died, and they want to marry. They look for good girl, for old girl, for the one for the respected children, you know. And my husband, they have a niece, and they come sleep with me. We was live in the same building. They write the same letters.
Your husband sent you a letter?
Yeah, for the ask, see, you know, after the...
So you had never gone anywhere with him before or gone to...
No.
Did you know him?
We was in the neighborhood.
I mean, had you talked to him much before that?
No, it was... Yeah. I'm not get too we have a pod, but that's big building, see? I don't know if it was a 15 apartment, it was for basement below your people at the first floor. It was below for, you see, we see a couple of times, you see? But no, there was nothing to do, see? And one day, there was the first war. When it was the first war, my husband was my husband at the time, and it was my husband. And see, there was work. He was sick. He was read the paper. Everybody, he was read the paper. We were going to see. At the same time, my brother came and said, "Where Carmela?" And he said. And they see me, I was listening to the paper. It was you know, when this, and I was all alone, there was a somebody. You know, when you, when somebody read, you read, you look in the face, you look in the eyes, eh? Because we got a habit, when you read, we look. My brother see, because I was a look, and you know, in the face, he said, they come back. You see, now my sister, she look, Frank, there was a name in her gun, Frank. He said, oh, my God. He said, oh. And then it was nothing. Ever after those things happened, you see. It was nothing. He was 28 years old, 27 years old. He was a young fellow. Mm. See, when they ask him for, my husband, they ask for me. Well, we have some argument for my brother, you know, my sister-in-law, see? And they say, well, that time everything cheap, can do nothing. And he said, well, I want to take one room and I'll go myself. And you must come for the, my brother. They want to look for board. I must look for two, see? And sometimes I go next door. This my husband was living for the sister. He was taking care of the children. And when they see me, I go and they say, now. So they go over there, they take. There was a name of Frank. See, they take me back. The same time, No, it was before. They called me, the sister. There was my husband there, and the brother-in-law, and they asked me, so I went to him. I don't want to tell him, you know, when the neighborhood, when you're a good girl, you find out, you know, bad, you find out too. And she said, you know, my brother wants you. There was the niece, you know, that was bringing the. So, well, I said, well, tell my brother. So my brother said, yeah, okay. So my brother said, oh, no. Well, my husband. See, when they come over there, oh, the big story, Annie. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm not thinking about, the you know.
So your husband went to your brother then to ask to marry him?
Yeah, they was working all together. There was belly labor. And they was working together. He said, at that time they was called compare, see? They don't call you now. We never call you, see? We was called comare. If I don't say you know, we have more respect, see? And they tell my brother, they tell compare, because this my brother and this one, they was a friend for the Italy.
I see.
They know each other. They know the father. My husband, they know my family. See, my father. He said, He gone to take downtown, Chicago. They I don't know, they go in the saloon, you know. They was in the saloon and they drink a beer. So. At the same time, they tell him, you know, say, Lenor Petrucher, I like how you say, I was a sorella, your sister. My brother, he said, no, my sister made a few. He said, my sister. The neck dummy. The doctor, my sister, she's young for you. You got two children. My sister, she can do nothing. She did. It's all right. I learned myself. She's young, I learn. And that's true, you may have respect me. I have a 30 years old. There was a tell, she's still young yet. Well, all right. After they come home, there was a Vigilia di Natale for Christmas. There was a call of my brother in the front of the room to tell me, you know, they want the so-and-so, the Frank, they want the Carmela. Everybody crazy. Oh, tell you, I can't forget how much I gone through. After they come that brother, I have three brothers. They don't want to take. Well, they want to answer. Eh? My sister, she told me, it was the truth. You know, you take care for the children. You have to get a trouble. It was the truth, you know. I said, all right, no. See? I said, yeah, I tell them then. After Christmas, we go. I tell you, my husband, you watch me. She walked up when I take the bus and asked me, if you thought you told me, yeah. And now he told me, no. So nobody can have you. Ne me and our other. And they give me the letter, one letter. See, that's the we was to do. We never was gone out. At the same time, they come through. I don't know what I'm going to do. I tell you. Yeah. Well, lady, she was asleep upstairs. My husband was asleep. And they tell him all about it for me. We would work together. And she told me, see, you know, Carmela, they want some Frank, you know, he's a good boy, he's this, and it's, and, you know, he have a good reputation, see? See? After this, I told my Noah and sister, the one, see, they was go take another one room. I must go board. And there was the sister, another one lady. He said, Lucy, why don't you go tomorrow? You go in the court. You go marry. It is better off. Yeah, I will. Well, I was afraid, I tell you. At the way to my side, their sister, another one lady to witness. And my husband was
You didn't tell your brothers you were going?
No, because I did not let them go. I go to work that day. See, I went, I dress up for country. And then was waiting, then we go to court. We go to court, we pay $6, and we go to judge. I still got the, you know, maybe you. After we go to church, I have a witness. He promised me, you come, we go to court, after this, we marry in the church, we put him on a bell, you know, that time. I believe that time. After, you know, there was 6 months, the wife, they no one feel bad, see. They no one do no more. See? And they take me some friend of mine. The true daughter, they was working with me too, when they come the night, and I come home. It's a terrible thing. He said, well, after 1 week, I go to him, that's all. We marry in the church, you know, that we're everything.
So your brothers, did they talk to you right away? They didn't talk to you for a while?
No, my brother didn't talk to me about 3 years, more. Let's see. That's that time. My brother, that time, they send me tickets for come here. He was mad. He said, I want to give the money back. I must pay back the trip. Otherwise, they don't want to take. They take for because I take my husband's.
And it was mainly because he was older and he had and it was a widow. That's why they have to.
Yeah, that's it. Otherwise, he was a good man in those.
Well, Carmela, when you married, he already had two children, right?
Yeah.
And then did you raise them as your own children then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then how many children did you think you wanted of your own when you married? Did you have any idea of how many children you wanted?
I tell you the truth. I have the two children. I don't want nothing. you know, I have the two children. You know.
Oh, so you didn't want to have children?
They come up, but they don't tell.
Uh-huh. You didn't know anything to use to prevent having them?
Come on.
Oh, my God. He didn't hear you come.
I told him.
He didn't even know what she was getting married for. She was married.
She told me that, and she said that is true. She didn't know what was going to happen or what was going to be in the night, and that doesn't even make sense. Well, no, especially from Sigurd. She, you don't believe, no, no, and I, you know, believe it. Because we've had other women that we've talked to who also had no idea. Oh, you find, see, I know, Salon, no, like, you know, there was a talk, and they said, no, no, we got a chair. We got a little furrito, there was a bench, and see, and they never say, they never talk to their kind.
Like we say,
see, I never see of them now, they're singing, kissing, and they're hugging.
Now they're more permissive,
right? Had a neck. I was sick at that time. I think I was 14 or so. My sister-in-law. Oh, no, no, my sister, no, no. My sister, I have a
friend.
I tell you, I don't know what I could do. They give me a castor oil. The castor oil, oh, I was so sick.
Well, did someone finally tell you what it was? How did you finally know what was happening?
My sister, she was older than me.
Why did she give you castor oil?
I don't know. She, I don't know, poor thing. She's younger too, 17 years old. 14, sure, 17 years old. She, I am 14, she was younger too.
Yeah, that is sad. Bigger and bigger. And none of the people around here could explain it to her. They don't ask questions.
Yeah, they don't just talk about it.
Yeah, this is the way. All of that wasn't permissible. It was dirty talk. The way she said it,
yeah.
Was very embarrassing, and it was dirty talk, and you didn't talk about your privates, you didn't ask about them.
When you got pregnant, though, you knew what it was about by then.
Oh, yes. But because there was
a... baby in the neighborhood.
See, when I came here, my sister-in-law, she had a baby, 1910. I got a niece when I came after November, December. December. No, December.
You helped with the birth?
Mm-hmm. No.
Take care.
And the second one, I was a single. The second one, after 11 months, she had a baby. Another one baby. I was to take care of the little baby. My sister-in-law, she goes to down the top of Rinala, Rinala Park. We was called Renal, see Pat. And she sat down, and it was in the front room. She was in the bed, and she's going to sit down. At the same time, I have an acarola, at the baby. He said, my sister-in-law, she said, Cunyata, take the baby. Go call her, help me. I don't know for what. I go and call all of the neighborhood. If they come for help her, they must have the baby. I don't know for what. See, I call everybody in the neighborhood. Everybody come over there. My brother, who's my biggest, he see me. I was going to call everybody. He said, come on home. I was so scared for Sadie. I don't know. This go over. Yeah.
So, Carmela, did you have your own children at home?
Yeah.
Did you have a midwife or a doctor?
Midwife.
Midwife. But, and she was Italian?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For one Italian, one there was Austria.
Mm-hmm. So, but for all three births, you had midwives?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh.
Was the midwife by herself, or did someone, other people help her, too?
Oh, there was my sister-in-law. Oh, yeah, that time it was there with somebody. Mm-hmm. My sister-in-law was there, too, my sister-in-law. Yeah.
Was there any trouble with the birth?
Well, thank God, I know, my after I have or something, then I don't right away because in the chair, the time they let me have it in the chair, not in the bed. The other two I have in the bed, that was better. This is a lady, this midwife, they let me have it in the chair. And they let me walk.
Wasn't that hard?
Well, after they fall down something for me. Something fall down. I went, yeah.
That was from childbirth.
After that, we go on the midwife, they fix it was all right.
Well, but the midwife didn't have any help from any doctor. She delivered the baby herself,
No. That's all. No doctor.
And she didn't have trouble during the birth?
No. I thank God I have a fine.
How long did it take? When do you call the midwife? At what point? How long was the midwife there before the birth?
Oh, they come right away,
you
know.
How long did you labor? How long were you in labor?
I think everybody just about an hour or something like that.
That was fast then.
When I was sitting in the chair, you know.
You had labor pains before?
Yeah.
Now, did the midwife live in the
5 o'clock.
Did the midwife live in the building?
Oh, no, it was far away.
She was far away?
Oh, yeah. They have a car, sure. For every car, I don't know.
Now, did you see a doctor at any point while you were pregnant, or always just the midwife?
No, I never see the doctor. Oh, no, we were going the midwife, and the midwife for the said watch. That's all.
Mm-hmm. And how about afterwards, when you had your uterus taken out?
That was in life.
For what?
When you had the surgery to take in Gaza.
No, you know, don't do nothing. I don't have no surgery that time. No. Because there was a fall down, they fix, that's all. Mm-hmm. We was the midwife, you know, they're doing something on the window, on the office. There was, they're not watching nothing.
Well, how did you avoid getting pregnant again after the third birth?
What do you mean?
Abstain, to tell you the truth.
What
did you use? How did you avoid getting more
children, more babies? You only had after the third one. Yeah.
What did you do so that you wouldn't have any more?
Well, you watch my husband's watch.
But they never used anything in those days, did they?
Okay.
You didn't know about anything.
Well, what's wrong?
Yeah, that was a good something. Yeah.
And she just doesn't
want to
get it, right?
Oh, but that's a
cut. I'm going to write a book. When you got married, you knew you'd have to keep working, though, didn't you?
No. You promised them to stay home. After you know you have no job, I must have gone to work. That's all.
So you thought, though, when you got married that you wouldn't work anymore?
Yeah.
But the first, you were working until you were 7 months pregnant the first time, right?
Yeah, 7 months. Yeah.
And then you quit?
Yeah.
And then you worked, did you work?
No, between and I work, I go back to work that when I have the third boys.
So before, in that 4 years, though, you didn't work at all or you worked a little bit?
No, I'm not going to work. No.
Oh.
No.
Did you do work at home?
No, I'm not working. Oh. No, I have plenty of work.
Well, was he able to make enough to support five children and you?
Well, he was trying the best. Mm-hmm. I was work everything. I was make everything by hand. We was going by fresh. We know. We never go in the restaurant. We never. I never have my dress in the store. You know, when I have my dress, when I go to work again, I was making myself. You know, mm-hmm. The children was making the pants, everything, little dress I was making. It was all part so. We was buy the goods 5 cents a yard, 10 cents a yard.
So from about 1913, when your first son was born, till 1917, you didn't work at all then.
No.
So you weren't working during the 1915 strike.
Yeah.
Do you remember the 1915 strike at all?
No, I'm not working in the 50 now.
Because during the 1915 strike, there were some two young men killed then too. Remember last time you talked about the big funeral?
Oh yeah, in 1910.
I was just wondering if that was 1910 or 1915, the big funeral.
No, 1910, 1911. There must be. I think 1911. See, because it was, I think 1911 was the biggest.
Oh, okay. Now, but until you got married, you stayed working at Hart Schaffner Marx.
Yeah, I was working at Schaffner Marx. I worked there for, in the pants. I don't work a longer time. I work there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
At Schaffner Marx, a different place too.
Besides Hart Schaffner Marx?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, lots of places. I work at lots of places.
Well, last time you talked about working on ladies' garments for a while. When was that?
Oh, that was when my boy died, you know. I was working in the men's shop, the men. And the same time when I have no work, I go work a lady. I have a good pay. I say I work for about 2 years. 3 months we was work, 6 months we stay home. Then after I come back again, man. I said, well, if we make a little bit, that's better. I stay there.
I see. So you went back to work full time then in 1917?
Full time.
I mean, when there was work.
I was
work. You were working.
Scotch over America. Oh, yes.
You didn't go back to Hart Schaffner Marx?
No. My after well, we went. When did we know there was no work?
Mm-hmm.
See, at that time, I was in a strike. You see? And in the first world, we was in a strike, a scotch wool milk.
Scotch wool milk
when
on
mm-hmm.
strike?
Yeah, oh yes, yeah. There was a lot of picketed, true. I was a lot of times in the strike.
Do you remember how the strike started, that strike during the war?
Well, if we have a race, that's all. A race, it was a cheaper a price.
Was Scotch Woolen Mills the only one on strike, or was it a big strike all over?
Oh, lots of places. It was a lot of strike. Lots of places.
How long did that strike last?
Really, I don't remember lots of strike. If we don't go work. Mother, there was lots of trouble too. Lots of trouble.
With the scabs?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Another. We was another one place. I told you before. The lady, the one, gone. This is the time I was a single. I was married at that time. I was a single. See, another one in the Chef of Market, we went, and we was a striker too. And we was working in the pants shop. Yeah. That was a lot of place in the strike.
What did you do at the Scotch Woolen Mills? Was it still pants?
Coat.
Coat.
Men coat.
Was it armhole basting? Is that what you did?
I was make a lapel, anything. We was turn around lapel. We was take a cone. Yeah, I know that man. This man, we was making the contact. I seen the. Is he still alive?
Was this all hand? This was all hand stitching stuff.
Yeah, all hand stitching.
When did you start working on the machine?
No, the machine I never worked.
You never worked on the machine?
I was not. This my all the time. I tried a couple of times.
Well,
I was like the learn armor basic, the first. See, I was like armor all. You know, when you wanna try the run. You see, I work in the machine, but not much. No.
When was the, do you remember when the first time was that you tried a machine?
Well, maybe it's...
Were you single or married?
No, she went to be single.
Yeah, I was a single at that time.
When you tried the machine?
Yeah. Yeah, but even after the I was married, you know, when I come back again, I try it too. That's the time I want to learn the armhole, see.
Why didn't they want you to do the armhole basic?
No, I was trying. See, they don't want to learn.
Why not?
Because the people are jealous. See? They don't want you to learn their job. You know where I learned my armor based? There was a lady that was living near me. They take a coat that we open at home and I learn. See?
Well, it paid more, is that why? Why did they not want you to learn it?
They're jealous. No, they're jealous. They don't want to take your work. See? Then I want to say, you learn me. See, you learn. After I must take your work.
But did they make, did the armhole basters make more?
Oh yeah. Sometimes. No, all the time. Depends. Well, there was a better job at the finishing. I'm not like a finishing with a small stitch.
Oh, you did finishing work too? Though?
Oh, yeah. I always make a finisher. Egg baster. I was working 2 years in the day in California. I was working daytime. I make all that kind of work.
But in Chicago, after you went back to work, you worked mainly on coats then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, were you...
I worked at Scotch Wilmot.
How long did you stay at Scotch Wilmot?
22 years.
Oh, at the same place?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, the other one... Scotch Wilmot. Yeah, Amborn, I worked 22 years.
Oh, so you went from Scotch Wilmot
Yeah.
To this other place?
Yeah, I went to the Careful Mike. I went to a different place. We was work, as I tell you. We never know work. We work there every day. Every day we take a girl, we go out, we find her, and we will go make another one every day.
This was during the 1920s.
After all.
And then when did you start at this other place that you stayed 22 years? What was the name of that? Amborn?
Amborn, yeah.
When did you start there? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. That's a longer time.
But you worked there too? You left Chicago?
Yeah, I was working in Chicago. Yeah.
No, you worked at Amborn until you left Chicago?
Yeah. No. After I go in Chicago County, another one. How much I gone through? You know, Chicago County. I worked 3-4 years over there.
County.
Yeah,
Chicago County.
No.
And you were still working on coats, though?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was working. See, we was too many armor-based. 16. We don't make nothing. And my lady, Mary Slavsky, she said, I want to quit, I want to go. So I find a job. I take it with me. And there's a shoe farm. And she said, and she find a job. And the boss is, he said, bring me somebody. All right, she called me. Carmel, I got a job for you. I said, oh, yeah, all right. You come. See, you like, don't tell me nothing on the job, you know, the people are there. See, you like, if you don't like, you come back again. I went. Oh, one of the bosses, they see me. He said, Mary, bring him a dozen just like a Carmela.
What did you do there?
There was a foster, in the foster, they were all armed, the coat, you know.
The uniform,
yeah. And there was a lot of freaks. I was a fixer, some ripper, fixer. That was a girl. And see, I worked at the airborne, the fighting, the one for me back. Those the boss, Mr. Morse, very nice. They call up. If I want my labor. They say, with the come this Carmel, I can't keep you no more. This don't need the fight. I'm going to fight for you. If you go there. Come back. You know what you must do? Tell me. You go to the union. You tell me you don't want to go. You know this. Because too many people, you know, it's too much work. If you go and talk to the business station. I went. I talked back on the union. And at the business station, I told him, I like to stay over there. You go know over there. And let him come back again.
Mm.
Yeah. After I was in the Chicago County, that's where I live.